I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran has banned Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines from being used in the country, claiming they're untrustworthy. Mike Ansari of Heart for Iran explains the move.
Iranian regime is creating mistrust against U.S. and U.K. vaccines for purely political reasons. Iran has been struggling with coronavirus infection from the start, while wrestling with the consequences of the U.S. sanctions. Some predict that Iran's rejection of the offered vaccine from the West may be followed by purchase of the Russian or Chinese vaccine.
Heart for Iran's Mohabbat TV has been speaking the gospel into the crisis, providing a space for community, worship, and teaching. Pray these believers would continue shining the hope of Jesus into their communities as the pandemic continues. And Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he's old, he will not depart from it.
What about moms and dads that have just come to Christ and they have no idea how to lead a family devotional time?
Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministry says this question led his team to start working on a new resource for families.
We are making a concerted effort to recruit families who use Keys for Kids materials and Unlocked to help train other families.
If you're a parent and these devotionals made a difference in your family, Keys for Kids needs to hear from you.
There are probably a lot of families just like yours who need your ideas to help grow their family in a spiritual walk with Jesus.
You don't have to worry about what to say. Just seek the Lord's direction and be willing to share your story. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
There are so many kids that are being lied to by our society. Many of them are leaving the church and not coming back. We don't want that to happen.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.